Tonto. Sweeping down upon the underworld to smash gangland,
the friend of the unfortunate, enemy of criminals,
a mysterious, all-powerful character, a problem to the police,
but a crusader of the law. In reality, Dan Garrett, a rookie patrolman, loved by everyone but suspected by none of being the Blue Beetle.
As the Blue Beetle, he hides behind a strange mask in a suit of impenetrable blue chain armor, flexible as silk, but stronger than steel.
Today's episode of the Blue Beetle is entitled Death Strikes from the East. In the city's Chinatown, Sons of the Orient are restless, uneasy. The police department expects war between rival tongues to break out at any moment and is prepared. What is behind this uneasiness? Is it something that concerns only the Chinese? Or is there an Occidental hand at work, pulling the strings like a phantom puppeteer? As our story opens, Patrolman Dan Garrett, who in secret is the Blue Beetle, discusses the situation with his friend and confidant, Dr. Ferns, in his little apothecary shop.
You know, Brett, leaning here on this counter, it's hard to realize that you and I are only a few city blocks away from the Orient.
You're referring to Chinatown?
Yeah. I wish I knew what was going on down there.
Do you think rival towns are about to war on each other?
Nope, I don't.
Then what do you think is causing this unrest the newspapers speak of?
Fear and resentment.
Resentment?
Of whom?
Of us. You mean the police?
Nope. The white race.
But what have we done to them? We don't molest them.
No, it isn't that. I think there's some sort of a racket going on down there.
Are you going to do anything about it?
Well, I'm going to ask the chief to assign me to a beat in Chinatown.
You'd better be careful, Danny. You could disappear down there and no one would ever find you.
Well, I'll be careful, all right. I've got a friend down there.
A Chinese?
Yeah. Restaurant keeper, Ling Wan. Cultured gentleman. I saved his life once and he's never forgotten.
I'd imagine he could be very helpful.
Well, I've got to run down to headquarters now. Maybe Mannigan and I can both get assigned to that district.
Well, good luck to you, Danny boy.
Thanks, Doc. So long. Patrolman Dan Garrett is headed for the Orient.
You know, Danny, it's a wonder to me there ain't more big fires down here in Chinatown.
Why, Mike?
Well, everything's so congested. How's the fire engine ever going to get through here?
Well, I'd be willing to bet that if I should sound the siren on this car, we'd have a clear track ahead almost immediately.
Yeah, them babies can certainly scatter in a hurry. Hey, what's that, though?
That's fun smashing up that Chinese restaurant. Come on, Mannigan. That looks like Lin Wan's place.
Okay. Here they offer us last year. All right, pipe down. Where's the guy what done this?
The whirlwind has struck. Who knows whither the whirlwind goeth?
Hey, what kind of talk is that? Whirlwind me eye, it was a bunch of hoodlums.
Rolling one. Ah, my friend, the Honorable Dan Garrett. After the whirlwind, the face of the sun appears to spread light upon a dark and dreary scene.
I'm afraid the face of the sun has appeared too late to be of any help to you, Ling Wan.
That which has been is done.
Yeah, but we're the law, and we want to know who done it.
Oh, Ling Wan, this is my friend and brother officer, Mike Mannigan.
The devastation which is mine is honored by the presence of a friend of the brave and honorable Dan Garrett.
Well, now, we'd like to get the facts in this case.
Suppose you let me talk with Ling Wan, Mannigan, or you make a report on this. I've had a hunch something like this was happening frequently here in Chinatown. Say, Ling Wan, that if a merchant refuses to pay tribute money to the one you call the Purple Dragon and buy his merchandise through him, his shop is wrecked as yours was just now?
That is true, my friend. The purple dragon controls the commerce of Chinatown.
But what happens if the merchant still refuses to deal with the purple dragon after his place of business is wrecked?
Some member of his family disappears. If it is an elder son, he meets the hatchet man in some dark street. If a younger son, he is found strangled. If the merchant has only daughters, one of them is kidnapped and offered as a human sacrifice to please the Tibetan earth goddess.
Do you mean to say that they're actually sacrificed? Killed?
There is a ceremonial conducted by the purple dragon which includes human sacrifice. Before the ceremony, however, the victim's hair is cut off and sent to her parents. If a sufficient amount of money is paid, the victim is released.
Good Lord, Ling Wan. Why haven't the police been informed of this?
One does not seek certain death needlessly. The purple dragon spies are everywhere.
Well, Ling Wan, you're taking a great risk in having me in your home. But I assure you something will be done immediately to end this state of affairs. Who is this purple dragon? Have you any idea? He must be a powerful Oriental.
There is a growing suspicion that the purple dragon is not of our race, but of yours.
What? A white man?
I am sorry to say it, my friend, but it is so.
Well, Dan Garrett is going to do something about that. And he's starting right now. I've sworn to uphold the law, to serve justice, to drive every crooked racketeer from this city. This extortion racket must be smashed. I've never heard of such a fiendish method of extracting money from honest businessmen.
And you say Ling Wan believes the purple dragon to be a white man?
That's right.
He must be a very rich man.
Yes, I imagine there are very few who refuse to pay tribute or to purchase their supplies through that crook.
Well, so far as you know, the purple dragon has confined his extortion activities to Chinese merchants.
Yes. I feel certain that if his operations extended beyond the confines of Chinatown, the police would have heard of it.
I wonder what the X is about.
Well, just a minute, Doc. I'll buy a paper.
Yes, we read all about it. Commissioner Warren's dead, kidnapped.
Here you are, boy.
Yes, sir. Thank you. X, we read all about it.
Well, what do you know about this, Doc?
Well, what is it, Danny?
Commissioner Warren's daughter was kidnapped last night as she left a dance at the casino.
Commissioner Warren?
Yes, the Commissioner of Markets.
I wonder what's back of that. The kidnappers can't expect to get much money out of Warren. He's not wealthy.
No, and he's one of our most efficient officials. Say, you don't think.
Well, what is it, Danny?
I'm going over to Commissioner Warren's house and make a little investigation.
Hey, what's that? Someone just threw a stone through the store window.
Oh, here it is. There's a note tied to it.
Well, what does it say, Danny? It
says, devastating tornado descend upon honorable place of business. If inquisitive patrolman Garrett extends nose into Chinatown. And it's signed the Purple Dragon.
Let me see that note.
Yeah. Apparently written with a brush that the Chinese use.
Yes. But it wasn't written by a Chinese.
What do you mean?
The Chinese writing is distinctive. The technique of Chinese brush writing is such that even if the Chinese were writing in English, the brush marks would be distinctively Chinese. This note was written by a man who at one time might have lettered addresses on shipping cases. A shipping clerk, I would say.
Well, that's very interesting, Doc.
The purple dragon, or whoever writes his notes for him, is a white man.
Well, Doc, this note spikes my guns. I can't endanger you and your business.
Oh, don't be silly, Danny. Don't be silly. Your duty comes first. I can take care of things here. Just let somebody start something. There are things in my laboratory back there that will make them wish they'd stayed away.
Well, I've got to be going, Doc. Take care now and don't worry. I'm not going to Chinatown. My next call is in the opposite direction. Commissioner Commissioner Warren, I've been assigned by the police commissioner to do a little investigating in this case.
Yes, I'm glad you have, my boy.
I'd appreciate any information you could give me, Commissioner.
I'll give you what I can.
Have you any enemies?
Yes, plenty of them. In my position, there are bound to be individuals and groups who resent my interference with their attempts to extort money from the firms that do business with the city.
Oh, there is an extortion racket.
Well, yes. At least I am convinced that many merchants are paying out money to protect their goods and places of business from destruction.
In Chinatown, for instance?
Well, yes. How did you know?
I have a friend in Chinatown.
I see. Well, to be frank with you, I've been conducting a quiet investigation down there.
You think your daughter's kidnapping is in retaliation?
I'm certain it is.
Why?
This note. I received it about an hour ago. Here, read it.
Hmm. The Tibetan earth goddess is angry. You are interfering with her plans. Unless you cease your efforts, you will never see your daughter again. Signed, the Purple Dragon. This note was written by a white man also.
Beg pardon, what did you say?
Oh, I said this note was written...
Excuse me. Messenger leaves package for Annabelle, Commissioner.
Thanks, Ling Chao. Who was it?
Ling Chao, no see. Messenger, push button, leave package and doorstep, then away.
All right, Ling Chao, you may go.
Better not open that, Commissioner.
Hmm?
Might be a time bomb or some type of infernal machine that'll explode when opened.
It doesn't feel heavy enough.
Any sound of ticking?
Not that I can hear.
You better let me have that package. I'll open it. You stand over there.
Now be careful, Garrett. Boss can't afford to lose men like you, you know.
Thanks, Commissioner. Well, here goes.
What is it?
A box full of golden hair.
My daughter. Her hair is that color. You don't think
so? Oh, no, she's not dead yet, but something will have to be done quickly, and I'm going to do it.
What are you going to do, Dan?
I've got a hunch, and I'm going to play it.
What can I do to help?
Call up the Income Tax Bureau and find out, if you can, which two or three persons in the city showed the greatest increase of income last year. Also, find out anything else you can about them. When you get the information, phone it to Dr. Fran or to me at his shop. I'm certain that one of these persons will prove to be the Purple Dragon.
What does Dan Garrett plan to do next? Will his activities draw down upon his good friend Dr. Franz the wrath of the Purple Dragon? What will happen when the Blue Beetle faces the Purple Dragon? Meanwhile, in a room adjoining the auditorium of a little Chinese theater deep within the confines of Chinatown, a group of hard-faced men are receiving instructions from their chief.
I want you men to get this straight. There must be no slip-up. At 11:30 tonight, you have Commissioner Warren in this theater, or else. I don't care how you get him here, but get him.
Sure, boys, we'll get him.
You're bringing him in the back way. Put him in one of the boxes to the left of the stage. Is that clear?
Yeah.
You two men stay with him. Tell him if he makes a move to escape, he'll never see his daughter alive again. You got that straight?
Yeah, we got it straight.
Well, and you leave the rest to the Purple Dragon.
Dr. Fern's laboratory, Dan Garrett is donning the mask and blue chain armor of the Blue Beetle.
Oh, Danny, Commissioner Warren called just before you arrived.
Oh, what did the commissioner have to say?
He said the two most financially successful men last year were Roger Gillespie, the contractor, and a fellow by the name of Anthony Rondos. Gillespie seems to have made a fortune during the building boom last year, and Rondos apparently made a great success of the importing business.
Mm. Rondos is our man, I'm sure of it. Where's he lived, did Warren say?
Yes, he recently bought Sidley home.
Mm. I know that place.
Yes, Danny, I know. I remember you visited the house secretly one night while you were making an investigation of Banker Ridley's strange death on the operating table.
That's the place. Well, that'll be the Blue Beetle's first call tonight. So long, Doc.
Yes, this is Bombus. What's that? Now, now, listen, Maisie. I won't be able to see you tonight. I'm going with some of the boys to a show. A Chinese masquerade. What? Why, I'm going as the Purple Dragon. Yeah, ain't that something? Yeah. Yeah, well, goodbye. I gotta get going.
The Blue Beetle.
Yes, Mr. Purple Dragon, alias Tony Rondas, extortionist and blackmailer, the Blue Beetle. Oh, you're wise to my racket, eh? Yes, and I'm going to end your racket tonight. That's what you think. But no one is going to end my racket tonight or any other night. I'll not bother to shoot. Your bullets can't pierce this chain armor I'm wearing. The Blue Beetle is...
Oh, my throat.
Good work, Wang Pao. Hold the silken cord tighter around the Blue Beetle's neck. And that's enough. He's gone under. Let him drop.
Is the Blue Beetle dead?
I don't know, but tie him up and throw him in the vault downstairs. Oh, here. Here's $100. Buy yourself a new opium pipe. I'm going down to Chinatown. I'll deal with the Blue Beetle later.
I demand to know where you're taking me.
To see your daughter, Commissioner Warren.
Where is she? Where have you hidden her? If you've harmed a hair of her head, I'll...
Don't worry, Commissioner. She ain't dead yet.
Her hair's a little short since the Purple Dragon cut it off. But that was necessary for the part she's playing tonight.
Part? What part?
She's playing a part in a Chinese play.
What sort of a game is this? My daughter's not an actress.
Let me out of here.
Quiet, quiet, Commissioner, if you want to see your daughter again... Alive.
All right. What is it you want?
The Purple Dragon wants you to resign as Commissioner of Markets.
What? Never. I've sworn to protect the merchants of this city against extortion rackets, and I intend to do it.
Better think it over, Commissioner. This part your daughter's playing is awful dangerous.
Come on, Commissioner. This is the place. In you go. Maybe you'll change your mind. When you see the play.
Meanwhile, in his laboratory, Dr. Franz is working on some of his interesting experiments.
Yeah. Now, let's see. 4 cc's of number 17. Someone out front in the store.
Coming. You are the same Dr. Franz?
Yes, yes, I am Dr. Franz. What can I do for you? Tell me, how do I look in this Chinese costume?
Well, Chinese. Bless my soul.
you know, for a minute, I thought Confucius himself had entered my shop. And my disguise was good.
Oh, it's excellent, Danny, excellent.
But why is the Blue Beetle dressed as a Chinese coolie?
Well, the Blue Beetle is attending a theater party in the old Chinese theater tonight as an uninvited guest. And I think that when the party is over, the Purple Dragon and his extortion racket will be a thing of the past.
Anything I can do to help?
Yes. I saw among your collection of curios an ugly Chinese warrior's mask. I'd like to borrow it tonight.
Why, certainly, Danny, certainly. I'll get it for you. It's in this chest right over here.
I'm going to throw a scare into some real as well as fake Chinese tonight.
Here it is.
Hey, what an ugly mask. Here, let me put it on. There we are. Now, how do I look?
Oh, terrifying.
That's good. Well, the stage is set and the audience is waiting. Good night, Doc. The Blue Beetle is playing a new role tonight.
In a dimly lit auditorium, a hushed group of
Chinese merchants await the performance they have been ordered to attend. In a box at the left of the stage sits a man, apparently the only Occidental present. Beside him sit two grim-looking individuals in Chinese costumes. A strange power seems to hold the audience hypnotized as the curtain begins to ascend and reveals a large altar in the center of the stage, surrounded by lighted candles. Upon the altar is stretched the bound figure of a white girl, shorn of her hair and clad in a white silk kimono, embroidered with a large purple dragon. Before the altar stands a gigantic Chinese, his head covered with a golden helmet and his face hidden behind a cruel, hideous mask. His upraised hands clutch a two-edged sword. Back of him are grouped a dozen tense, muffled Chinese, likewise masked. Suddenly...
Mighty Tibetan goddess angry. The white infidel has defied her will. So Tibetan goddess must be appeased. Human sacrifice must be made upon the altar.
No! No! That's my daughter!
I am... Tibetan goddess, speak again. Her voice says, death to white maiden.
No, no! I don't do anything! What is it you demand?
White infidel interfere with priest of Tibetan of goddess. He encouraged Chinese merchant to withhold tribute. I, priest of a dragon, demand you resign from high office.
No, I won't resign. This is a racket. You and your
kind
of
cup hold
the fingers!
Three times Earth Goddess has spoken. Her verdict is death to white maiden. Only her blood upon this altar will appease Earth Goddess.
The Blue Beetle! Yes, the Blue Beetle! Reincarnation of the Oriental Gods of Final Judgment.
There's a Blue Beetle man creating Chinese mask compared to...
Oh, he's a fake. The real Blue Beetle is in the vault of my home. Wang Chao put him there.
Earth, Goddess in person. He calls for sacrifice. Oh, Earth, Goddess, I give you your...
Drop that sword, I'll blast you with my magic ray.
The world of Earth, Goddess, is in ruling. He cannot be touched. Willing gift of power for sacrifice.
Get the Blue Beetle. You hold out like it. Come, Bobby, take him. One battle on all of you. Real Chinese, real Chinese. I can handle you all. This time for you, Musty. There goes that mad purple dragon. And here you go. And here comes the police. Pick up the pieces.
Hey, come on, let's get out of here. The cops
are... No, you don't.
There'll be room for you in the wagon.
Look out, Blue Beagle, that Chinese, the sword!
That will take care of you. These Chinese devils are tough. Thanks, Commissioner, for the warning.
Hey, you merchants in the audience. Here's your chance to clean up your own wagon.
Go to it, China. Clean out the rats that have been infesting your facility. No more will the purple dragon take the sword of human sacrifice over your head. He has been unmasked by the Blue Beetle. The Blue Beetle's work is done.
And so the Blue Beetle smashed another racket and regained for his fellow citizens the admiration and respect of a grateful people. Later that night, patrolman Dan Garrett, no longer in the costume of the Blue Beetle, sits in Dr. Franz's laboratory discussing the case with Dr. Franz.
Well, Danny, what gave you your first clue?
The package of hair the commissioner received.
Mm-hmm. And to think that such things can be. Why didn't some of those Chinese merchants report this racket to the police?
Fear of vengeance. You know, Doc, fear is the greatest enemy of mankind. Back of every hatred, every failure, every broken human relationship.
Yeah, that's very true, Danny.
Well, Doc, run along now. Got to get some sleep sometime.
Yeah, that's true.
Patrolman Dan Garrett has to rest if the Blue Beetle wants to fly.
Good night, Doc. I'll drop in tomorrow and see how you're coming along with that new portable television set you're building.
So Dr. Franz is working on a portable television set. Will it be successful? How can the Blue Beetle use it to run down criminals? What will be the Blue Beetle's next case? These questions will be answered in the next episode of The Blue Beetle. Copyrighted Fox feature appearing in Mystery Men Comics magazine on sale at your newsstand. The Blue Beetle is on the air twice a week on this same station. Consult the broadcast schedule in your local newspapers. And don't forget to listen in.